Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Atheism has no foundation in defining what is right or wrong or what is good or evil. That's the headline. David James, with Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There was an article, it was concerning some atheists who are beginning to be concerned themselves that the decline of Christianity's influence on society may not be a good thing after all.
The title of the article is Atheists Sound the Alarm, Decline of Christianity is Seriously Hurting Society. The author of that article wrote the following in his lead paragraph. Only a few years ago, the aggressive new atheist movement was on the march, with rhetorical brawlers like Christopher Hitchens and renowned biologists like Richard Dawkins leading the charge against religion and the last vestiges of Christian faith in the West. Hitchens and Dawkins have had tremendous influence for atheism and against organized religion, especially biblical Christianity. And this author went on to say, as Christianity fades further and further into our civilization's rearview mirror, many intelligent atheists are beginning to realize that the Enlightenment only achieved success because it wielded influence on Christian culture. In a truly secular society in which men and women live their lives beneath empty heavens and expect to be recycled rather than resurrected, there is no solid moral foundation for good and evil. So in other words, some atheists are realizing that the Enlightenment couldn't have taken place if it weren't for the theological and philosophical underpinnings of Christianity. In an article on the History Channel website, they described the Enlightenment this way. European politics, philosophy, science, and communications were radically reoriented during the course of the Enlightenment, which was mostly in the 18th century. They go on to say, Enlightenment thinkers throughout Europe questioned traditional authority and embraced the notion that humanity could be improved through rational change. But one of the most important points is that atheism has no real foundation for defining morality, that is, what is right or wrong and what is good or evil.
David James, with his Bible in his hand, explaining that atheists have no foundation in defining what is right or wrong or what is good or evil. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The phrase that atheists have no foundation in defining right or wrong or good or evil is right on target for a Bible-believing person. God sets that definition down in His Word, the Bible. Starting with the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, the Lord gives us the foundation for society today and what we call our moral laws. The Bible also says that all have sinned and come short of God's plan for each of us. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 23. To spend eternity with the Lord, we must trust Him for salvation. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...